Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is a certified financial planner. He's an ordained minister. He's the author of a couple of important books, Making Mammon Serve You, A Biblical Manual for Money Mastery, and also Fighting Back. It's a novel that he's written. John F. Harrison, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So let's talk about credit score. You got some news on that, haven't you?
Yeah, things are always changing in the credit score front. The people who publish credit scores, of course, their marketplace is merchants who use the scores to decide what they think about you. And in years past, the only score that really mattered was your FICO score. That
right.
Stood for Fair Isaacs, your credit score. And if you were getting a mortgage or a car loan or something like that, that's the score that any lender looked at. Now, there have always been other credit scoring models, competing credit scoring models, but they usually didn't amount to much in terms of market share. That's actually changing some. There's a score that was created in 2006 by the combined efforts of the three big credit bureaus, and that score is called your Vantage score. And in 2016,
Vantage, as in advantage,
yeah,
without the AD.
Exactly.
Vantage score,
and
okay.
The Vantage score, although it goes back to 2006, has only recently started to get real market share. It passed 10% in 2016, and it is said to be growing fairly quickly.
Hmm.
And what is different about the Vantage score, although the range is about the same, you've got a 350 to 800 range in your number, pretty much like the FICO score. They count different things at different weights, and they function a little bit differently. The FICO score is kind of a snapshot in time. On the date one of your creditors reports, it shows you the status of your accounts there. Have you paid on time, what's your balance, et cetera, on that date. The Vantage score is more of a moving average. It's designed to catch trends better. And this will help some people and hurt some people. And it's becoming important only because more and more lenders are using them.
Right.
Something about 8 billion Vantage scores
were used probably, in 2016. And they'll probably wind up not using either or, but both, right? They'll probably use them as a side-by-side tool.
Exactly, because they will pay the most attention to the one that is most negative in your view. No.
Right. Well, it will tell them, it'll give them a better look into things, and tell us a little bit more about how it's different. When you say moving averages,
for instance, one of the things they're looking at is your credit utilization increasing or not?
Right.
Now, on the old FICO score, as long as your credit utilization wasn't really out of whack in total, the main thing they cared about were you making at least minimum payments on time.
Right.
The Vantage score will penalize you more if your balances are growing, even if you're still making your payments on time.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Vantage score, it's important to sort of,
because it looks like you're starting to get into trouble. You're having to borrow money for living expenses.
Another item that will weigh more heavily on the Vantage score than it has on the FICO score is the total available credit that you have, even if you're not using it.
Right.
Because you have the potential to get heavily into debt. And it's such a big change in terms of its weight that financial advisors are starting to argue amongst themselves as to whether or not you should keep all old inactive accounts.
See, that's the thing. That's one of the things that I've run into in the past. And I guess everybody has, really. And that's that, you know, you don't know how much credit to have and how much to, and it's almost against you if you've got credit available, which is a sign of your credit worthiness, but if you haven't used any of it, it actually counts against you.
It's a cash.
So not borrowing money counts against you. That makes no sense to most people, does it?
It's a real cash 22, and it used to be because of the different percentages of weight that FICO assigned to different factors. The standard advice was always never close an old credit account, even if you're not using it,
right,
because the average age of your account is an important factor in your score, and you want older accounts. Now some people are starting to argue with that, feeling that the available credit trap is starting to outweigh the average age issue.
So basically what you're telling us is this: with this new Vantage program, the advent of it, the increasing use of it, things are going to get more complicated.
Things are going to get more complicated.
With your credit score, folks. So
you'll need to watch both of yours.
It's not, I don't think this is good news, but it's news you need to know about, though. And I thank John for bringing it to us, folks. So you got to be educated about your credit score. That's just all there is to it. You got to know what's going on. And it's not easy, but it's one thing you got to do if you're going to function in today's marketplace. Quick break, Tweetail, right back with John Harris.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.